यमुना तीरावन चारी जय राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन बल्लवा गिरिवर धारी हे गोपी जन बल्लवा गिरिवर धारी यशोदा नंदना ब्रज जन रंजना यशोदा नंदना ब्रज जन रंजना जमुना तीरावन चारी जय राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारी हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा 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 हरे 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 रामा राम रामा हरे हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे रामा राम रामा हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे रामा 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 हरे हरे जय प्रभु पदा जय प्रभु पदा जय प्रभु पदा जय जय प्रभु पाद प्रभु पाद प्रभु पाद जय जय प्रभु पाद नित्य गौर हरि बोल हरि बोल नित्य गौर हरि बोल
Vishnu, Pad Paramhansa, Parivajak Acharya, Shruta Shatya, Shri Srimad, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Granthra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, all glories to assembled devotees, all glories to assembled devotees, all glories, all glories, all glories to Guru and Gauranga. Narayanam namaskritya naram chayvam narottamam divim sarasvatim vyasam tato jaye mudire nishtya prayeshu vadreshu nityam bhagavat sevya Bhagavati Ruttam Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Neshtaki Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya So, Canto 7, Chapter 15, we are reading text number 22 today. Ansalkap jayet kamam Ansalkap vayajayet kamam Krodham kama vivarjanat Artha Arthanarte kashya lobham bhayam tatva marsanat asankalpa jayet kamam krodham kama vivarjanat arthanarte kashya lobham Bhayam tatva marsanat Asankalpajaya et kamam Krodham kama vivarjanat Arthanarikshaya lobham Bhayam tatva varmarsanat Sankalpa jayat kamam Krodham kamam vivarjanat Arthanakshiyasla lobham Arthaniktishya Asankalpa jayat kamam Krodham kama vivarjanat Arthanartikshaya lobham Bhayam tatva vimarshanat Sankalpa jayat kamam Krodham kama vivarjanat Arthanarkshtishya lobham Bhayam tatva vamarshanat Sankalpaya jayet kamam Krodham kama vivarjanat Arthanarkshtishya lobham Bhayam tatva mavarshanat Sankalpa jayet kamam Krodham kama vivarjanat Arthanarthikshaya lobham Bhayam tatva mavarshanat Asankalapa By determination jayet, one should conquer kamam, lusty desire, krodham, anger, kamam vivarjanat, by giving up the objective of sense desire, artha, accumulation of wealth, anartha, a cause of trouble, ikshaya, by considering, lobham, greed, bhayam, fear, tattva, the truth, avamarsanat, by considering. Translations and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Srila Prabhupada. By making plans with determination, one should give up lusty desires for sense gratification. Similarly, by giving up envy, one should conquer anger. By discussing the disadvantages of accumulating wealth, one should give up greed. And by discussing the truth, one should give up fear. Purport. Sri Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has suggested how one can conquer lusty desires for sense gratification. One cannot give up thinking of women, for thinking in this way is natural. Even while walking on the street, one will see so many women. However, if one is determined not to live with a woman, even while seeing a woman, he will not become lusty. If one is determined not to have sex, he can automatically conquer lusty desires. The example given in this regard is that even if one is hungry, if on a particular day he is determined to observe fasting, he can naturally conquer the disturbances of hunger and thirst. If one is determined not to be envious of anyone, he can naturally conquer anger. Similarly, one can give up the desire to accumulate wealth simply by considering how difficult it is to protect the money in one's possession. If one keeps a large amount of cash with him, he is always anxious about keeping it properly. Thus, if one discusses the disadvantages of accumulating wealth, he can naturally give up business without difficulty. Om Agyan Timurandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vancha Kalpa Daru Vesha Kirpa Sindhu Bhaya Ivacha Patitanam Pavane Bhyo Vaishnavi Bhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advait Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So, by making plans with determination, one should give up lusty desires for sense gratification. Similarly, by giving up envy, one should conquer anger. By discussing the disadvantages of accumulating wealth, one should give up greed. And by discussing the truth, one should give up fear. So here in this particular text, a kind of recipe is being given to get rid of the elements which are impediments in one's devotional service. So we are talking here about lusty desires, we are talking here about anger, we are talking here about greed and fear. So these are the things which come in our way when we are trying to develop our bhakti or sadhana. So in different scriptures and in different lectures, our acharyas have spoken about these dangerous things and how we can control or how we can stay away from them. So it is not easy because in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that its material nature is also an energy of Krishna and it is very difficult to conquer it. And because we are living in this material world, it is quite natural for us to get distracted by these things. These are the different ways by which material energy kind of attracts us, you know, away from Krishna, takes us away from Krishna, takes us away from bhakti. So, if we look at or think about anger, envy, greed, fear, what is the main cause of anger? Let us talk about that. So angers come from unfulfilled desires. So if we go deeper into this discussion, we'll find that desires or so-called lusty desires are the main cause of all these problems. So if we are able to, there is a very, you know, there is a sequence that how these things develop. So we are contemplating on certain sense gratification objects with which we develop attachment towards certain things, and then like that we get anger, we get desires, then we get anger, and that way it results into greed, fear and envy. And Srila Prabhupada says in his lectures that number of times we as human beings feel that just by, let me try it out this time, you know, only this time I am going to do it. And that's the last time. And he says that this is like adding ghee to fire. So if we have fire and if we add ghee to it, the fire grows more, fire becomes even stronger. And the same way, if we try to satisfy our lusty desires, they become stronger, they become even more difficult to control. So just by satisfying them, there is no way to control them. So what do we have to do? What is the way out for getting rid of the desires then? So Srila Prabhupada gives us a very, you know, interesting and simple recipe, and that is to develop higher taste. And if we develop higher taste, then obviously we will not like to taste something, we would not like to have something which is less tasty or which is not tasty at all. So in this regard, there are several examples one can think of. One, of course, is very relevant and very common and very easy to understand, is the prasadam which we have. So if we have prasadam, which has been remnants of the food which has been offered to Krishna, it is always more tasty than the food which we get otherwise. So if we develop a taste for the prasadam, then obviously we are not going to have any interest in ordinary sinful food that way. There's another interesting thing which I would like to share with you. It happened while we were in Vrindavan a month and a half ago. So we were traveling in a rickshaw and my wife had her glasses on. And if you know, Vrindavan monkeys, they are quite famous for, they have a big interest, or somehow they have a, you know, attachment with the glasses and cell phones, I was also told. So if they see somebody traveling or walking on the street with their, you know, reading glasses or even sunglasses on, they come very quietly and remove it. And they do it so smartly that the person doesn't even get to know that something has happened. They realize it much later that, oh, my glasses are missing. So, and then they will immediately pick up the glass and they will jump up and, you know, get up on a pole or on the top of the shades of the, on the shops, etc. Now, the residents of Vrindavan, they have learned the trick. So they say, now the monkey is sitting on the top of the pole with the glasses, which is of not much use for him. So they immediately start, you know, throwing some fruits to the monkey. So in our case, there was some, you know, fruit vendor, and he had some bananas. So he started throwing bananas towards monkey. And obviously, because banana is much more tasteful for the monkey, he immediately threw the glasses away and took the banana. So same way, we also have this opportunity. We have been given this opportunity to go towards Krishna, to take onto Krishna consciousness and get away from the material, mundane life. So that's the only way one can get away from those lusty desires. There's another interesting story which Srila Prabhupada says when actually he was here in the US. At that time, this hippie culture was there. And I was a student in college in India, and we used to, see sometimes movies and read about it in the magazines that youngsters in US, they do drugs. And it was a very, very common problem at that time. And the government and the authorities and several not-for-profit organizations, they were trying their best to get the youth away from drugs. Government had a lot of money, and they invested a lot of money in this project, but they were not successful. So, but on the other hand, Prabhupada came here and he talked to several young people, and immediately they gave up all this unlawful intoxication. And Prabhupada says, what to talk of drugs? They don't even smoke a cigarette, they don't drink tea, they don't drink coffee. So Prabhupada says, why was he successful in doing this? And he gives a very simple reason for it, that because Prabhupada offered them a very attractive alternative. And because the youth saw some meaning in what Srila Prabhupada was offering, they immediately gave up all those things. So that is the way one can leave this path of material attraction and running after material advancement and get on to bhakti and devotional service. There are other interesting stories I can share. The one is about wealth and fear. So I don't know how many of you have heard of Akbar and Birbal. Do you know Akbar and Birbal? So Akbar was an emperor in India. He was a Mughal emperor about, I don't know exactly how many years ago, but not so long ago. Because, maybe about 600, 700 years ago. So, and Birbal was his minister. And Birbal was a very, very smart person. And I was really impressed when I hear about how he was hired by Akbar. So Birbal had in India, there are on the street corners, there are the shops where they sell cigarettes. Now they sell cigarettes, but earlier they used to sell this betel leaves. So you might have seen in India, those who have been there, that people have this betel leaf, they put some, stuff in it, and then they chew it. So that is quite common in India. So that was his shop. So one day, the servant of the king came to him and says, I would like to have 1 kilogram of this limestone. So the powdered limestone. So that is also put in the on the leaf. Little bit of it is normally put on the leaf, and then they put some other things before it is chewed. So Birbal asked the servant that why do you need so much of it? Because normally people would come and they will ask for a very little quantity. So he was curious, and he asked the servant from the royal servant that why do you need so much quantity? So he said, I don't know. My boss, who is the king, he has asked for it. He has ordered me to get it. So he said, can you tell me that why all of a sudden the king is asking for so much of this powder? So he says, in the morning, he wanted me to make a paan. It is in Hindi, it is called paan. Make a paan for him. And I offered it to him. And the moment he, chewed it, he ordered me to go and get 1 kilogram of this powder. So Birbal said, you are in big trouble. So he said, how do you know? He was quite surprised that how come this guy is able to tell me this. So he said, I can tell you what happened. So he was even more curious. So he said, please tell me. So he said, you know, when you offered pan to the emperor, you put more of this lime powder. And because of that, his tongue was cut. Because it is burning, characteristic. It, if you take too much of it, it can really cause cuts and burn your skin inside the mouth because it is very, very tender and soft skin. So, and that is what has happened. Now, the king has asked you to get 1 kilogram of this substance and he's going to make you eat. And when you eat 1 kilogram of this substance, not only your, you know, skin of the mouth and tongue, even your inside thing will be all destroyed. So he said, this sounds like what you are saying appears to be true. So what can I do? How can I save myself? So he said, to neutralize the effect, you before you eat this stuff, you should drink some quantity of pure ghee, liquefied pure ghee. And then there will not be any effect on your skin or your internal organs. So he did that, and then after that he went to the king and offered him the limestone powder. So and as Birbal had predicted, the king said, okay, eat it now. And this guy confidently, he ate all of it and nothing happened to him. So king was surprised and he says, how did you manage this? So first the servant tried to be a little, you know, ignorant, I don't know. And then, but the king insisted. And then he told him that the person from the shop from where I bought it, he's the guy who was able to understand the reason why you are asking for such a large quantity of this substance. And he gave me a solution for it. So the king was very impressed. So he invited him to his, royal palace. And appointed him as his minister. And there are various stories in India we would read as kids where how he helped Akbar, the Emperor Akbar, to take the correct decisions. So coming back to the wealth part, so there was a discussion going on in the assembly of Emperor Akbar. And they were discussing about rich people and poor people. And, most of the people were of the opinion that, rich people are generally very happy and satisfied, and poor people are not. So, Birbal disagreed with this, argument. So, and everybody was surprised that why he is disagreeing with it. So, whenever he would say something, at least the king will see that there is some reason behind it, and he would allow him to prove his point or make a point. So he said, okay, let us see, how much truth is there in the statement which you are making, or what is the reason for you to contradict what others are saying. So he asked one of his employees to find somebody who is really very poor and bring him in the assembly. So they got a very poor person from the street who hadn't eaten food for several days like that. And, just generally not in such a good appearance and so on. So he was asked to come in the court of Emperor Akbar. And then he was, there was a donation given to him. They gave him some couple of thousands of gold coins. And he was really very happy to receive them because he had never seen them. He was so poor, he had never seen them. So when he got so much of the wealth, which was even difficult to carry, then he was really so happy. And he took it home. So after a couple of days, 3 or 4 days, this guy again came back to the court in the morning. And everybody was surprised to see him.
Most of the ministers and the king, they were all surprised. But Birbal was not surprised. So, and then the king asked him that, you know, a few days ago, we gave you so much of wealth. So why are you here now? You should be enjoying. So he said, sir, I want to return that wealth. And so everybody was shocked that this is the first time something like that is being heard. So then the king asked him that, what's the reason? Why do you want to return all the wealth which we gave to you? You are so poor, you have never, you know, eaten properly, your family doesn't have proper clothes to wear, your kids cannot go to the school, and so on. So we gave you wealth so that you can take care of all these needs. So he said, ever since I took that money from here, I have not been able to sleep. I fear that somebody will steal it. In the night, I fear that thieves will come in my house and take it away. So I'm not able to sleep during the night. During the day, I wonder that, you know, my relatives will come and ask for money. So I do not want to give money to them. I don't want to part with it. So this money has created more problems for me than benefits. So I want to return it. So this is just a small story to understand the point that collecting more wealth than necessary is a cause of problem, a cause of misery. There is a, in this particular verse itself, there are these two words, artha and anartha. And artha, as Prabhupada says in the synonyms, is the accumulation of wealth. And anartha, of course, we know, is a cause of trouble. So, if we see in anartha, or in artha, if we see anartha, that too much of accumulation or too much of material advancement is a cause of one's miseries, then we'll be careful. Then we will not really like to put too much of efforts to accumulate more wealth than what we need. So that is the one of the explanations one can give to oneself to not really run after money. And then we are still talking about the desires. So we talked about fear, we talked about anger, and when we talk about desires, I'm often reminded of people who come to our temple and go to other different temples. So in India, there are a couple of places which are famous for getting one's desires fulfilled. And what you need to do is that you go to that particular place. There are several places, at least I know of two or three. There's one near in Agra, near Taj Mahal. So you go there and you know they sell you a thread. So there's a small piece of thread, maybe a few inches, and you pay a certain amount of money to buy that thread. And when you take that thread and you think of what you want and then tie that thread, there are some kind of, you know, window rods are there. You sew one of them, you tie it, and you go home. And it is generally said that whatever desire you had in mind at that time, or whatever desire you had in your heart at that time, will be fulfilled. You should go and see these places. There is like so much of crowd there. And on those places where you tie the thread, they are full. They are full. There are thousands and thousands of threads, because every day so many people come there because they have so many desires. And now, what are those desires? Those desires are not that I want to make advancement in devotional service. Those are the advancements that I want a son, or I want a child, I want so much of money, I want a house, I want a husband, I want a wife, I want my son to do well in the exams, and so on. So it's like that. And so these are the kind of desires with which we approach Krishna. But our acharyas say, Rupa Goswami says in Nectar of Devotion, that is supposed to be the essence of his instructions, that Anya Vilashita Shunyam. So we have to have desire, but Anya means other than pleasing Krishna, other desires than pleasing Krishna, we have to get rid of them. And that is the only way we can make progress and we can be happy. I was listening to a class and it was a very interesting incident the speaker was sharing with us or with all those who were hearing. And you say that a lot of people approach sannyasis and, you know, babajis and so on and seek their blessing. And so this particular, he was narrating a particular incident that somebody approached him and says, Swamiji, I have the problem of anger. How can I get rid of it? So he said, you know, I can give you the solution for it, but you may not like it. So there were other people also listening and they said, oh, you know, anger is a problem with most of us. So how do we get rid of it? And so he said, I have a very easy solution. You control your desires. The anger will automatically be controlled. But they didn't want that. So they wanted just that they can control anger. But as far as their material desires are concerned, they just don't want to get rid of them. They just want them to be fulfilled. There were an incident happened when Srila Prabhupada was traveling by in a train in India. And he was dressed, of course, in saffron. And there were other disciples of Srila Prabhupada who were traveling with him. And they were also brahmacharis, so they were also dressed in saffron. And they were in the train compartment. And some people approached him and said, Swamiji, we need your blessing. So Prabhupada said, okay, Swamiji, we need your blessing. So he said, you know, the only blessing I can give you is that you become like this. He pointed towards his disciples, and immediately they ran away, because when people approach a saint, a saintly person, or Krishna, their desires are totally material desires. Very rarely people will approach and, you know, seek Krishna's help in making progress in devotional life. So if we are able to do that, if we are able to develop that kind of an attitude, that when we see a saintly person, when we see a learned, elevated devotee, when we approach Krishna in a temple or in our prayers, the only prayer which we have is to help us to make progress in devotional life. That is the only way we can control our lusty desires. And if we are able to control them in some way, then Krishna certainly will help us. And that's the way we can make progress in the devotional life. Let me see if I have missed some point. Then last time, actually, when I spoke, we were talking about envy, and we were discussing how we can get rid of envy. So I'm not repeating that. But all of us as human beings are affected with these things. We are affected with envy, anger, greed, fear. This is nothing, something, you know, which is there in everybody. The only thing is that some people like us are very, very fortunate that we came in contact with devotees, we came in contact with some souls who were able to tell us how to, who brought us in contact with the teachings of Srila Prabhupada, and where we first of all, can understand that why to run after material possessions is not going to help us in any way. As a matter of fact, it is going to cause us more miseries. We can at least use our intelligence and then try to get rid of them. Another example of how material possessions and acquisitions cause problem for us is we all see that. I mean, and there are several examples, like somebody didn't have a car, so he used to, envy all his other friends and neighbors who had a car. So he used to pray every day that I should get a car. God, please help me. I need a car very badly. Everybody has a car. Please get me a car. So Krishna eventually heard his prayers, and he was very fortunate to buy a car. He had some money, and he was able to buy a car. And he was very happy that, my desire of so many years is now fulfilled. And then, a few days later, one of his neighbors, he bought, let us say, I will use Suhal Prabhu's examples. He bought a Kia, it's a Korean car. And I will give you the reference why I'm giving this example. So he bought a Kia. And then a few days later, his neighbor bought a Mercedes. So he said, my car is useless. So the car, which he thought will be a cause of happiness for him, became a cause of distress for him, because every time he would look at his car, he would be reminded of neighbor's Mercedes, and then he will be unhappy. And the reason why I use these two particular brands is we had some speakers here in the temple room, and we wanted to buy new. Suhal Prabhu came with a very nice offer that these speakers which we have now up here, they were available at a very, very attractive price. So I asked him a question that how good are they compared to our current existing speakers? And then he said it is like Kia and Mercedes. So I always remember this, comparison. And I was reminded of this when I was thinking about how even getting some time things can create more distress than happiness for us. So I think I would like to take a pause here. And if there are any questions, we can discuss them. No questions? Yes, Suhal Prabhu, please. Suhal Prabhu, then Dipendra Prabhu.
I was just appreciating the solutions that Narada Muni gives for being able to overcome that attachment or that conception that by accumulating material things would be happy. So is the solution is discussing about the futility of it, and truly it does have the effect, because that's one of the things that we experience as devotees, as you explain. Same with the fear, that once you start to understand the philosophy of Krishna consciousness, you look life in a different way. That and then you see devotees dealing with death in a different way than regular people dealing with death. So it's quite wonderful.
Thank you. I'm reminded of a story. When Sanatan Goswami was in Vrindavan, so there was a person who was always, praying for to get touchstone. Touchstone is that if you touch any other metal with it, it becomes gold. So he thought that once he could get that stone, he will be one of the wealthiest persons in the world. So he had that great desire. So one day in his dream, the Lord appeared and said that, why don't you go and visit this saintly person and you ask him and he will give you the stone. So, but he asked that, will he give it to me so easily? He said, yes, you go and ask him, he will give it to you. So next day in the morning when he got up, he was so excited and he immediately ran to the place where the Swamiji was living. So, and he says, Swamiji, I believe you have this touchstone and I had a dream and last night Krishna told me to come to you and, ask you for the stone. So he says, yes, it's lying there in the corners somewhere. You can just go and look for it and pick it up and go home. So he went and he found it and he was so excited. And then he started moving out. That when he took some few steps, he thought that this person gave this stone, which is such a valuable thing, without thinking even for a minute. So it means that this person should be having something which is even more valuable than this. Perhaps I am not aware of it. So maybe I should, and he is such a generous person, he didn't think twice to give me this stone. So maybe if I go and ask him, I might get something which is more valuable than this touchstone. So he came back to Sanatana Goswami and said, Swamiji, thank you so much for giving this stone, but I think you have something even more valuable than this. So he said, yes, I do. So he said, can you give this to me? So he said, yes, but you have to do what I say. So he said, sure, I'll very gladly do what you want me to do. So he said, go and throw this stone in Yamuna first. So he thought, what kind of a, he was in a dilemma whether he should throw that stone in the river and, he doesn't even know what he's going to get. But he thought that so far, whatever Swamiji has done is all, right, all correct. So let me take that chance. So he went near the river and threw the stone in the river and came back very happily, hoping that now he's going to get all the wealth in the world. So he came back and says, yes, Swamiji, I threw the stone in the river. Now please give me, the most valuable thing. So he said, please sit down here. So he sat down and he said, chant Hare Krishna. So that's the most valuable thing one can have in this life. And we are very, very fortunate to have that blessings of our, Vaishnava, other Vaishnavas and our, parampara, where we have got this such a valuable mantra, which can really help us to make progress in our lives.
You were saying, by worshiping the Supreme Lord, you're relieved of material desires. But also I read that by worshiping the Supreme Lord, you can control your senses. So what you're saying is the same thing, but it's just, a little extension of that, And by the mercy of Krishna, one gets a spiritual master. And by the mercy of the spiritual master, one gets Krishna. And by that combination, then one goes back to Godhead.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Prabhu. Any other comments or questions? Okay. Thank you so much, Srila Prabhupada ki, Jai, Srimad Bhagavatam ki.